This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. And add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to wgxc.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
This is Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Justin Maimon live in the Acre studio. This is a show about inspirations, and today I'm inspired by original recordings, organs, heard here, and Perling's own Bob Chuk. We're going to follow the story of a cassette tape which I have here in the studio with me today, a tape from 1978. And we're going to play both sides, sides A and B, from that tape. And I'll tell you so much more about it in a bit. But contributing to the theme here, underneath my voice, is Losil and Lawrence English, their new album, Colors of Air, which I've played here on Ginger Radio Hour before. But I don't know that I explained it. So, this new album, which has, I don't know, 10-ish tracks, all named for a color, you're hearing aqua right now, was all this material was recorded on a 132-year-old pipe organ. So it fits with the organ theme today. We're going to be focusing on Hammond organs and the Wurlitzer. But to begin all of this, let's get some Tico Tico in here from Ethel Smith. You're listening to Ginger Radio Hour.
summer.
That was Dr. Lonnie Smith and Iggy Pop, the tune Sunshine Superman. Smith, of course, on the Hammond organ. Before that, Ethel Smith with Tico Tico, a recording from 1944. She was one of the first, or maybe the first, at least in America, to popularize that composition of the song. So let's get right to the mystery tape that I have put in the tape deck here in the Acre Studio. It's mysterious because it has no label. I would say it's that generic 1960s, 70s tan colored that many tapes were. But there are no markings on it. It's impossible to know what's there. But I do know what's there. And it's the Wurlitzer recording of Bob Chuk, who is a musician who lives right here in Perling, right down the road. So one day, Bob, who is also my father-in-law, Bob and I were driving up to Windham to the dump, like you do, although, of course, it's called a transfer station. So we're driving up there together, and often he will play a tape for me. Many of them are actually unmarked, now that I think about it. But this tape, which I'm about to play for you, really struck me. As I enjoyed it for a bit and then started asking him about it, he said, "Oh, that's me." And I said, "Oh, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, I had this Wurlitzer in the 70s, and it had a cassette tape deck in it in which you could record anything and everything you were playing." And then it occurred to me that my grandparents had a similar type of thing. I don't think it was a Wurlitzer, but it also had it was an organ with a tape deck built in. Anyway, I became very interested and asked Bob 1,000 questions about it, some of which he knew and some of which he didn't. I'm going to present to you an interview after I play Side A with Bob that I did the other day, where he answered some questions about the time and place in which he recorded this organ music. But I should say, Bob has had a long career as a musician. He came up playing the piano and the accordion, and later on taught himself the organ. He's a really wonderful musician, and I've been looking for a way to feature him here on Ginger Radio Hour. And this mysterious tape is a perfect beginning. So here I am. I'm going to play Side A of the Wurlitzer tape by Bob Chuk, and then I'll be back with Bob to talk some more.
Thank you.
Bob Juke, side A of the Wurlitzer tape. Man, really gets me every time. So Saturday was Bob's 84th birthday, and after we had a nice meal, and well, we opened some presents, we had dessert. It was a wonderful day. And then I asked Bob if I could record him for a little bit, talking about this tape, so that we could figure out more about it. And that's exactly what we did. So, happy birthday, Bob. Here's me and Bob in the living room in Perling.
It's Nico.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wishing you a happy birthday?
Yeah.
So here are all the questions I thought of as I listened to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, was this all done in one sitting, or was this tape that I'm hearing you, which you recorded on the Wurlitzer, is it a bunch of different sessions when you're sitting down and then hitting pause?
It was all together.
So it was all done in one day?
All done in one day.
What day?
I don't remember. I think it was on Thursday. I don't know.
It was Thursday.
It was one of the days of the week.
In the 1970s?
Yes.
And I think the other day we figured out maybe
1978. No, take it back. Yeah, 78. That would be the closest.
And somewhere in Chicago, right?
In Bellwood.
What's that? That's a
suburb of Chicago.
Okay. Where did you get the Wurlitzer?
I bought it at one of the shopping malls, and I don't remember which one.
So you bought it new?
Bought it new.
How long did you have it?
A couple of years, I guess.
I found what I think, based on the photographs I've seen of it, I think I found the model, which was, I don't know, gibberish to me. It was like the EC2745 or something.
Whatever, yeah.
But it had at least two keyboards, right?
Yeah. And the pedals.
And the pedals. How many pedals?
I think around... it had to be at least 1.5 octaves. I don't really remember.
More than three?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number of pedals.
Was that the first Wurlitzer that you had had?
Yeah.
And so where did you learn to play the organ, which seems to me completely different than playing a piano?
It is, but I just learned by ear.
So, but you had played an organ before that?
No. No, that's the first time.
Okay, how about this? Were you playing off sheet music?
No. All memory.
How?
By ear.
I know. Well, that really... So I am not a musician, but I'm an admirer of musicians. And so for me, I think there were 8 or 9 tracks mm-hmm. on that tape. And
Did you play both sides of the tape?
I did. I got side A and side B.
Okay.
Although it's... Because everything's worn off,
yeah.
It's a 45-year-old tape. It's a little unclear which is A and B, right?
Yeah,
I think
right.
I can tell when you started.
A would be the longest one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so is that the way that you always played music, was not using any sheet music?
No, with the accordion, I was taught by piano score. So that basically you have to know the chords, know the notes. It's hard to explain. It's not just a method or just a... it's not just a matter of hitting the right keys, but you're actually hitting the right... Yes, you're hitting the right key to get the chords, but you've read these. You know what they all are. And with accordion, you can pick it up simply by how can I say? You can play it by, I don't even know how to explain this. But learning by score, you know, by open chords, you know the music better. And it's not that simple. It is a complicated thing, but that's what music is. It sounds easy, but it isn't.
Doesn't sound easy to me. How many songs, melodies, chords, not chords, how many songs or melodies are in your head?
A couple hundred.
Wow. So if you were to sit down at the piano, I've seen you play piano, but not in a few years, you'd be able to kind of work your way through a bunch of songs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's after some of them, maybe you learned the actual score and looked at the piece of music, and a lot of them you probably just heard, right?
No, I had most of the music that I had with the score, that was all, that was not by ear, let's put it that way. It was learned, and I never used the music afterwards. It was already committed to memory. But it started with the score. The simpler songs, that's all by ear, and it's a lot simpler in some ways. I mean, the result can also sound the same, whether it's by score or not. So
when you were hanging out with musicians or with your teachers, were you kind of sharing songs?
How do you mean?
Well, so not with your teachers necessarily, but with other musicians. When you sit down, and I've heard all these other tapes that you have of playing with friends in your kitchen or living room or wherever, you're not looking at sheet music then.
No, it's all by ear. That's why I have such large ears.
All right, so
I'm ears ahead of my time.
So, and did you do a lot of these tapes?
No. That's the only one.
Huh. So I just realized as Nathie and I were talking through the Wurlitzer and as I kind of looked at the photographs, that my grandparents had, I don't know if it was a Wurlitzer, but an organ in that same style with the tape deck. Mm-hmm. And I have plenty of photographs of myself banging away on it and doing, you know, ruining it. But I never understood what the tape deck was for.
To record what you're playing.
Obviously, but I never figured that out. You know, I always thought, like, what, do I put a tape in and play it and then play along? But no, it was so that you could, it was like this new innovation.
Yeah.
Partly because Wurlitzer apparently was the one that was used in a lot of teaching, like universities and other places. And so they were doing all these innovations that were meant to make it easier to teach piano or organs, right?
True.
Were you wearing headphones?
No.
Huh. All right. Was it day or night?
Usually in the night. I prefer nights over days.
As a time to play?
Yeah.
And so if there are 8 or 9 tracks there, do you, can you name all of them?
No. No, I couldn't.
I recognize some of them, and I think a lot of people will, you know, instantly know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you hold on to this tape all these years?
I didn't throw it away. Nathie can attest to that. I don't throw things away.
Yeah. So if you had to choose between playing the piano and playing the accordion, what would you prefer?
Piano or accordion?
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer the accordion, but because of the weight, I can't do it anymore. So I would be stuck with piano or organ or keyboard or something of that nature.
When is the first time you played for an audience with on the accordion?
I was on TV in Chicago in 13, so what year was that? 52, something around there.
What kind of TV show?
It was the not. What the heck was the name of it? It wasn't Ted Mack. It was in Chicago. I don't even remember what channel it was, but.
So you were 13, and it was like a variety kind of program?
No, it was all music. It was all music.
And did you play alone?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you play?
I don't remember. Oh, wait, I do. The Dance of the Comedians.
I don't know anything about that.
No, by Smetana, Czechoslovakian music. And it's a classic.
Did you play alone, or was there an accompaniment?
Well, they had a drummer and a string bass, because that's part of the show. And they did with every contestant, or whatever you want to call it. And I won it, but I didn't win it, because they considered me professional, because I had worked... not clubs, but organizations, okay, say like Moose, Elks, things like that. And I did make money. So they considered me professional, so I couldn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's the way it goes.
Dance of the Comedians?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I gotta look this up.
You can check it on YouTube.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you played in 52 or so on TV in Chicago. I have a photograph that I've seen with you and another person. You're both wearing little tuxes or suits.
Yeah.
So you were playing in
we
and around
a
Chicago.
Concert together.
Where?
In Michigan.
Before? That must have been before.
No, that was after. Oh. I was, 15, 16. Yeah, about that, 15 or 16. That was my second concert. It was his first. And actually, he played piano and I played the accordion, so you're limited, basically, on what you can connect to. I mean, each one has to know what they're doing or what they're playing. It's not just you play what you want and I'll play what I want.
What kind of music did you play?
Classical. Again, from piano score.
And then what, like, throughout your life, what kind of music did you most, like, what types of music did you most like to play?
Classical.
What was your stage name?
Didn't have a stage name.
So you were just known as Bob Chook or Robert Chook?
Yep.
Huh. Were you ever in a band that had a name? Like, you know, Bob and the Bobettes or anything?
No.
Huh. So anything else I should know about your night on the Wurlitzer?
Not that I can.
Do you have any photographs of you playing it?
No.
Huh.
No. No, didn't even have a camera then.
Well, somebody had a camera,
because
I've seen photographs of it with your daughters.
Well, the only one that recorded was from my concert, my personal first concert, and that was Steve, my brother-in-law. And I don't know whatever happened to that. electronics in those days was not like they are today. So.
That's Bob Chuk explaining the provenance of the tape that I have here today live in the studio in Accra. So let's hear side B. I just want to mention there, I'm so glad that we got to record that this weekend. You can hear my mother-in-law, my wonderful mother-in-law, Maria, in the background talking to her brother, Nico. Because Nico called for Bob's birthday. Anyway, here's side B of Bob Chuk and the Wurlitzer. is what a Thursday night sounds like in Chicago, at least back in 1978. That was Bob Chuk on the Wurlitzer. Thanks, Bob, for sharing your story and your tape with us. If you want to see a photograph of Bob as a young accordionist, or a photograph of the Chuk family Wurlitzer, I have all those. You can go to WGXC.org and click on the Ginger Radio Hour show to see some of those photos. You can also go to Ginger by Justin on Twitter, where I've posted some other photos. You can always find me on Instagram, on Tumblr, all these wonderful places. I'm leaning here again one more time on Low Sill and Lawrence English. The track is Aqua from Colors of Air. It's been a show full of organ music. And for that, again, I have to thank Bob. Because I would not have gone down this rabbit hole. And I found so much good music besides his cassette tape that I think I'm going to have to do another organ show. But here's how I want to finish off today, with a discovery I made that plenty of people know about, but this has really transformed my world. It's Corey Henry, the song "He Has Made Me Glad, I Will Enter His Gates." This is a live recording. Enjoy, and thanks for listening to Ginger Radio Hour on WGXC 90.7 FM.